WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. Today's topic is something we all struggle with from time to time, staying present in this crazy, fast-paced world. Ever feel like you're constantly rushing, juggling a million things, and barely catching your breath? You know that feeling when you're supposed to be enjoying a beautiful sunset, but your mind is already planning tomorrow's to-do list? It happens to the best of us. The good news is, there are ways to cultivate a sense of presence to truly savor each moment and find a little more peace amidst the chaos. And that's what we're diving into today, practical strategies for bringing your focus back to the here and now, because trust me, living fully in the present can be a game changer. So, how do we actually make this happen? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that present moment awareness. First, ditch the mental time travel. Our minds love to wander back to past regrets or anxieties about the future. It's like our brains have this default setting of worry mode or what if city. But when we constantly dwell on what was or what might be, we miss out on the beauty of the present moment. Make a conscious effort to bring your attention back to your senses, what do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now. This simple act can anchor you in the present. Second, practice mindfulness meditation. It doesn't have to be complicated. Even just 5 minutes of focusing on your breath can work wonders. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and simply observe the rise and fall of your chest as you inhale and exhale. If your mind wanders, and it will, gently guide your attention back to your breath. This builds mental discipline and helps you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Third, engage in activities that require full attention. You know those things that totally suck you in: painting, playing an instrument, cooking a delicious meal. Immerse yourself in these activities. Let go of distractions, turn off your phone, and give it your undivided attention. The deeper you focus on the task at hand, the more present you'll feel. Fourth, be kind to yourself. You're not going to be perfect at this all the time. There will be moments when you get caught up in thought loops or distractions. That's perfectly normal. Just acknowledge it, gently redirect your attention back to the present moment, and keep practicing. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. And finally, celebrate the little things. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter, a beautiful flower blooming, find joy in the everyday moments. When we appreciate the small wonders around us, our minds naturally shift towards gratitude and present moment awareness. Let me tell you a quick story about this. Remember that time I tried to bake that sourdough bread? Well, let's just say it was more of a sourdough disaster at first. My mind was racing with things I had to do after the baking session: errands, work emails, laundry, you name it. The bread wasn't turning out how I wanted, and I was getting frustrated. Then something clicked. I took a deep breath, focused on the warmth of the oven, the smell of yeast in the air, and the rhythmic kneading of the dough. I stopped thinking about everything else and just immersed myself in the process. To my surprise, the bread ended up being delicious. And you know what? The experience taught me so much about staying present. See, when we focus on the task at hand, truly engage with it, and let go of distractions, not only do we create something amazing like a perfect loaf of sourdough, but we also unlock a deeper sense of joy and fulfillment in the moment. So remember, friends, the power to live fully is within you. Start practicing these techniques today, one breath at a time, one mindful action at a time. And as always, keep reaching for that stoic calm. Ready to take it further? Share your biggest takeaway from this episode in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review to help spread the word about Stoic Calm. Until next time, keep striving for balance and resilience, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.